The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects played throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but a merry heart does make like medicine, and a Dr. Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. That's right. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. News with an agenda is propaganda. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because if I stayed at home, it wouldn't be any different. I would be doing it into a fake microphone in front of the television or anything else because I still talk this much no matter what. Humor that will force you to think, why do I have a radio show? I just told you why. Ah! Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We've already had an introduction that was incorrect. What do you want? And we're doing everything we can. We have no idea what's going to happen. You know what? At this point, we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Here's a simple, forward, challenging question. Do we operate in sight or do we operate by faith? Do we operate in sight by what we perceive or do we operate by faith, by what we can believe? If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That, my friends, would just be sad. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, it's like a peaceful day and evening with no drama. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? No drama. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes, it is.
That's what it's like when they talk to you, by the way. Just to let you know. It's like no drama. Is that nice?
Happy Friday, David. Ready to head into the weekend?
Yes, I am ready to head into the weekend. By the way, if you're listening, so if you're in San Diego, right now it's 11:35. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:35. I'm going to tell you right now, in the next hour of the show, not in this half hour, but in the next hour, two very fascinating testimonies are going to be shared, I hope. You hang out with us for that. But I do want to let you know, if you call us, we'll be glad to take your call. Now, it can be about a praise report. It can be about a prayer request. We're there. I mean, we don't, it's like, look, if you think it's all about the denominational split ups, you're just way, way under the grid, okay? We have unity in the Father. Jesus said, pray our Father. We have unity in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are blood relatives. And we have unity in the Holy Spirit. We drink of one Spirit. And so if you've got a Baptist, a Pentecostal background, if you've got a Church of Christ background, if you've got a Church of God background, if you've got a Bible independent background, if you've got charismatic background, nobody cares. Do you love Jesus? Oh, great. Then let's be a part of the show. Have a good time. Let's encourage each other, strengthen each other, watch over each other, help each other, because that is what we were designed to do. Remember, there's 12 tribes, one Israel. Get that? And the body of Christ has many parts, but it's one body under the head of Christ. So you can either call us, 972-445-0770, or you can text us live during the show, which is kind of cool. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. It's david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm telling you right now. There's an opportunity to give. Oh, wait, I share this testimony. There's an opportunity to give, and I want you to take advantage of it. If you have not stepped up and engaged with God in giving ministry, and it doesn't even, you know what? I don't even care if you give to us. You got to give. Because that's a part of what the ministry is for all of us. And you will just be amazed at the interaction between you and the Lord, especially if money no longer owns you, but you commit that unto the Lord. It's always a great idea. You can give to us or not on the website. There's great opportunities for praise and prayer requests and praise reports. There's access to 4,500 hours of podcast information covering every possible subject. There is the opportunity to get information of being an ambassador for the show. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't have any requirements. We just send little brochures, little business cards, little bumper stickers to you if you want them. And there's just a whole bunch of other stuff on the website. Go check it all out at hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Very Star Wars-ish. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, very.
Very Star Wars-ish. All right, so if somebody is on the line, they have called in. We do want to give them the opportunity. And, you know, we're open to that. We love that stuff. So let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, good afternoon, Sergio.
Hey, Sergio. How are you, brother?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had a little bit of a procedure yesterday where they took out a little bit of my extra brain. Okay. So I might not be quite as smart, but I'm doing well, and it doesn't look real bad. Like last time it had this big puffy thing on my head. It's like, no, it's not there. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. And I actually got to shower, so that was nice.
Oh, wow. Well, I definitely hear the radio station every day as much as I can, and I was aware of that procedure, and that's very good. That thank God that you're that you passed that.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. What's happening,
David?
With you?
I've got a question for you, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
So, like I mentioned to you last, I'm reading Genesis. I want to go off memory. I just want some clarification on this one. So, Genesis. First book, chapter 18, I believe, where Moses is in a tent, and then he sees three men come up to him. Are you with me on that one or not?
Yeah, except it's not Moses, it's Abraham.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. It is Abraham. It's Abraham. And my question is, so does God, like, the big guy, the way that you say it, God, did he come down to talk to Abraham in a man form, or am I misreading that
No, you're not misreading that. There's a lot of questions about that. That's not – actually, it's a brilliant question. There's some argument whether it's a theophany or not, where the Lord transfers his presence into a human existence, so to speak. the three beings. If you remember the story, right, they come and they talk to him. Two of them go on to the where Lot is in Sodom and Gomorrah. And that, so that turns out that we could understand that as those as being angels. It's possible that the third was an angel of the Lord. It's also possible about the theophany where it's God's manifestation, not a full manifestation the way that Jesus is manifested, because Jesus was actually born of human descent. You know what I'm saying? He was actually born. So it would be a manifestation. There's a little argument back and forth. I don't really have a problem with it. I think because God had demonstrated how powerful he was in numbers by taking a donkey and speaking to a prophet through it, that it shouldn't surprise anybody. It doesn't seem that weird. But you're right in looking at that and going, was that the Lord kind of breaking down and hanging out with Abraham in kind of a personalized context? It's like, yeah, in a certain sense, it absolutely is, because he told Abraham what he was going to do. He shared it with him. And it's like, hey, should we withhold from Abraham what we're going to do? Nah, we got to tell him. And so it's like, this is one of the reasons why Abraham was considered a friend of God. That faith that Abraham had gave him incredible access to God Almighty. Yeah. And so, yes, you're right in looking at that and going, is that a possibility? Yes, it is.
Well, it's like what I told you. I mean, I think I told you already. I mean, I was blessed and fortunate to finish the New Testament, and now I'm on the Old Testament, and I was bracing myself, right, to kind of like, okay, I know I got to reread it like maybe two or three, maybe even four times, just for me to get my head around it.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for the clarification, man, and enjoy the weather and have a great weekend, and go Rangers.
Yes,
and
sir.
Go Cowboys this weekend.
Go Rangers, love it, brother. Anytime you got a question, you call. Okay.
Thanks for all you do, David. Have a great weekend.
All right. God bless you, bro. All right. See, I think it's really cool. And what I love about Sergio, I almost wish we can go through the and we probably could if we could figure out, take all of his questions and list them like in a book, because those are real questions that people have when they read through Scripture. It's like, that's such a cool idea. We got to figure out how to do it. I don't know how to do that, but there's got to be a way to do it where he lists every one of it. It's called Sergio's Questions. And just like, just list them. And my answers aren't always the best answers, but his questions are the best questions. See?
Right. Then we got to make sure we trademark it.
Yeah.
If we make the book.
Hey, now you're not. See, Jacob, on the page, baby. That is on the page. Okay. All right. So excellent start. And I love stuff like that. And you guys never hesitate on that. I might not be able to give you all the best answers. I'm not the Bible answer man. My brother and I did a skit about the Bible answer man one time. So Billy and I, we didn't publish it, but we did a Christian comedy album. We kind of put it together. And in the comedy album, the guy calls up and the guy goes, "It's the Bible answer man. It's the Bible answer man. I'm answering any question you have. It's the Bible answer man." Answer. The guy calls up and he goes, "Hey, I got my carburetor spread out on the driveway, pal. Can you tell me how to put that back together?" Okay. See, it was a comedy album. See what I'm saying? Okay. If you're not laughing right now, you really need to calm down. Okay. All right. All right, let's get back into the text, which we something we need to do. I want to make sure we get there. Again, I'm going to be sharing some testimonies in the second hour that I think are kind of cool. I hope they're good for you to hear. Let's go to James chapter 1, verse 18. And it says this: "He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we would be a kind of first fruits of his creation." So what does that mean? Through the word of truth. We were given birth through the word of truth. The word of truth is threefold. It is the word, as we understand Jesus Christ in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. So it's Jesus. It is the truth, which Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me." And it is the written word, the letters that come from the heart of Jesus himself. We're born again through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. But how did we learn about the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit? We learned about it through the written word of God. The testimonies that were shared with you were testimonies that were passed on after people had encounters with the written word of God. It's really important to understand that and understand that your birth is new birth, so to speak, is based on Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit, of course, got to be born again, but it stems from the foundation of Jesus Christ. Verse 19, "My beloved brothers," now here James is being nice.
See, that's where you go, oh, my great, great brothers and sisters, I love you guys.
And then he says this, understand this, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Classic statement that we should all be quick to listen, slow to speak. We should be quick to listen because we should be open to hearing. Now, I want to say something, and I'm going to make a big difference here. Even if somebody is talking to you that's from a different denominational background and is saying things that maybe aren't perfectly aligned, you should still listen to the conversation if it's a genuine conversation. False teaching does not fall under this category. Did you hear what I said? When it says you should be quick to listen and slow to speak, you should not be quick to listen to false teachings. That's not what James is talking about. He's talking about beloved brothers and their engagement with one another as family, as Christian family. And we should be quick to listen. And, you know, there'll be people that have different backgrounds. They've come about to the Lord a different way. They've had different experiences after they became a Christian. Nothing wrong with any of that. It's exactly the same for everybody. There's no cookie cutter in the kingdom of God. There is only the Christ cutter in the kingdom of God. And how it's cut is different for every person. And how we respond is different for every person. Oh, there's some general things, but the way that you repent and the way that I repent could have different levels of depth depending on what's going on. There's nothing weird about that. So the scripture is saying, hey, you know what? You guys, you got to be quick to listen. Listen to the conversation. Don't answer the conversation while the person is still talking. You know how somebody says something to you and you go, okay, well, here's how I'm going to respond. You say that in your mind without saying it like out loud, and you're already formulating answers and so on and so forth. That's not listening. Listening is letting them share it all and make sure they've shared it all. In fact, I'll give Dr. Dobson huge praise, because one of his great teachings from many, many years ago, well, he's a youngster, but many, many years ago, is he said, before you ever answer, ask the question about what's being said to make sure you have heard every point. I love that. Ask a question saying, did you mean to say blah, 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 and then the person can clarify. This is a brilliant way to engage with one another. But be quick to hear. And then it says this, which is really hard for a radio talk show host. It says, be quick to hear and slow to speak. Now, I have my own problem with that, and it doesn't really have to do with radio. It has to do with other things. But the slow to speak means that it's oftentimes where we say things without thinking it through that puts us in more trouble than anything else that we engage with. And by the way, you know James is going to go down deep into this when we get into James chapter 3, but he's saying already, hey, just be slow to speak. Listen first. Two ears, one mouth. Listen twice as much as you speak. Okay, that's fair. There's nothing wrong or weird about that. Here is your first trivia question, by the way. Who is considered the cornerstone of the church? Who is considered the cornerstone of the church? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. If you're in San Diego or if you're in Dallas, let's light it up. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Who is considered the cornerstone, you know, the cornerstone of the church? Who is that? If you think you know, you want to reach out to us. Your time is getting limited because people are responding left and right. Don't hesitate. We do have somebody already ready. See? I didn't even finish my intro there. It's already somebody ready. All right, let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. You're talking to Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. I was so blessed to hear you. I've been praying for you, so I'm really just blessed to hear your voice. I'm just so glad you called.
Oh, thank you.
All right, you ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay, how do I know you're going to get this right? Okay, who is considered the cornerstone of the church?
Jesus.
That is correct, Amundo! He is the corner, so everything else lines up from him. And boy, if we could just remember that, that would be stellar.
No doubt.
Excellent, excellent. How are things? You doing good? Doing well? Do you prayer?
Yes, and I was wondering if you could say a prayer for Susie. She's not doing good.
Absolutely. You want to pray when I hang on? We'll pray for her right now.
You can pray when I hang up.
Okay, you got it. We'll do that for you. Okay?
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, and I hope y'all have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Wonderful to hear from Deborah. Love hearing from Deborah. She's just a blessing. Let's pray for her friend Susie. Take your faith. Join it with mine. It's not complex. God can do anything, right? Do you believe that? Let's take that faith with us. Father, we come before you right now. And first, we thank you and we praise you and we acknowledge you. Hallowed be thy name, first and foremost. And we want to thank you for Deborah and thank you for her care for Susie. She cares for her. She has a heart for her. That's a great heart of compassion and care. And we're asking you, petitioning with Deborah, we're all praying for Susie, that your grace and your mercy can reach into her physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. That you would touch her by the power of your Holy Spirit, and you would bring a redemptive correction for the things that are not going right. Please, please bless Susie. Bless her because you're full of blessings, and we're asking you to pour one out upon her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen and amen. All right, folks. All right, so don't forget to be praying for Deborah and for Susie. Keep her in your prayers. That's what you want to do. Let's take it to the next level. This is the one that you can't get away from, and I have to teach on this one. It says this, my beloved brothers, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. Verse 20, for man's anger does not bring about the righteousness that God desires. What was that? For man's anger does not bring about the righteousness that God desires. The reason we should be slow to anger is straightforward. It's not even weird. For the woke generation, it would just be awesome if they would get on board with Scripture. By the way, for any minister that sits with the woke group, the woke culture, they are contrary to Scripture simply because of this Scripture right here. The wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Period. Man's take and man's desire to correct it doesn't have to do with true justice. It has to do with a self-sense of righteousness and a self-sense of godness, just like Adam and Eve wanting to be like God in the garden. It is no different. That same sin in the garden still manifesting all over the place right in front of us. These people thinking, we know best. That's acting like God. Christians take their cues from the Lord. So we don't use our own theory of righteousness. We use his established theory of righteousness or his established truth of righteousness. But the woke crowd, they make their own rules. Oh, I guess they think they're God, don't they? Oh, wait, where did that come from? Oh, eat this fruit and you'll be like God. That's where it comes from. It's no different. In this generation now where everybody is yelling, they're screaming, wait, they're rioting, they're proclaiming their human philosophical truths as the only acceptable truth. Did you notice that if you don't agree with the woke crowd, you're just a Nazi? Just like, how bizarre is that, right? These people have lost their minds. The real truth is that human truth doesn't hold any eternal value. Now, that's a line I'm going to repeat because I want you to hear it. The real truth is that human truth does not hold any eternal value. The biblical truth, divine truth, known as God's truth, which is what we said in the beginning, Jesus, and the written word about Jesus, that is eternal. This other stuff's rubbish. It's temporary. You know what will happen? If the Lord tarries for another 30 years, another cultural wave will come in, something equally stupid and equally offensive, and that too will come in and crush through. It's like so bizarre. It's like, what is wrong with you people? Oh, I know what it is. It's sin. Oh, that's sorry. I should have remembered that, right? All right. Okay. Unbelievable. Anyway, you stand in God's truth. Everybody else, they're going to stand in their own quicksand. Okay, there you go. Here we go. So if you're in San Diego, hey, keep listening by going to hemustincrease.org. We'd love to have you stick around. If you're in Dallas, you just got to hang out for a little bit, take a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience.
Let me read this thing from Pastor Ray, and then we'll do the trivia question, and then we'll see what happens because I have no idea. This is from Pastor Ray, who passed away, by the way, on January 4th this year, 2022. He's my good friend, and I can't wait to see him up in heaven. This one's titled Joy, Expectation, and Delight. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. This is Pastor Ray's devotional. I often see people go through a spiritual drought. More than once, I have found myself in this dry, dark place where God seems far away and we feel even farther. It's like being the children of Israel, once again wandering in the wilderness trying to find our way. That's when I cling to the belief that we are being strengthened and matured through it all. How we survive the wilderness experience of our lives depends on our attitude towards God's word. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and I get such a kick out of reading it because King David got so excited writing about it, of all the things he gets excited about writing about the laws of God. He sang about them. He put statutes of the law to music. He positively exulted in them. In Psalm 119, verse 14, he compared God's testimonies to the riches. In verse 15, he declared, I will meditate on your precepts. In verse 24, he says, your testimonies are my delight and my counselors. David was on to something. He loved God's word, and he knew that the secret to enjoying life, even in the wilderness, was to turn to God's word with joy, expectation, and delight. As children, we struggle to mature under our parents' authority. When we're spiritually born again into the family of God, we become children again, reparented. Oh, what a great line that is. Reparented by our Heavenly Father as we grow toward maturity and learning to trust Him. Allow His word to light your way, and the wilderness will not seem so daunting. Let His word guide your feet, and you will never get lost.